I cultivate in me my free spirit. I cultivate in me my free spirit. And what is my free spirit? My free spirit is being myself and having fun at all times. My free spirit is dancing in the rain. My free spirit is feeling wonderful all the time and saying I feel wonderful all the time and saying I live in my ideal spirit-minded body, saying these truths about myself and living these truths about myself every moment of my life. I can do these things because that's my reality. I can do these things because that's all I know. I cultivate in me my free spirit. The only time and the only place I can ever cultivate in me my free spirit is while I am awake, and while I'm asleep, and while I'm dreaming, and while I'm thinking. Hey, what do you mean, the only time? You're doing it all the time. That's right. I cultivate in me my free spirit all of the time. And as I cultivate my free spirit in me all the time, I am just having the most wonderful, fulfilling life that anyone could ever have. Because that's my reality. That's my reality, to cultivate in me my free spirit. Now, I look at other people and I see they're doing all sorts of wonderful things. I look at other people and I see they're singing and dancing and talking and sharing and just having a most wonderful, fulfilling time. And I think, hey, that's cool. That's really cool. That's really nice. And I like that. And as I like that, I enter into that myself. I watch people who go out and say, hey, I want to do this. I want to do that. And one of the people I like to watch doing that is Anita. She is a free spirit. She travels the world. She goes wherever she wants to be, and she does whatever she wants to do. And all the time, she's having fun living her life in a most beautiful way. Now, she doesn't live her life like most people do. She doesn't get up 9 to 5 and go to work and have things that she must do. She has things that she wants to do all the time. She's being a caregiver for a person, and you see, that's a full-time job. No, it isn't. She's a caregiver because she's caring and giving to this other person her love, her free spirit. She's showing that person how wonderful it is to live a life of magic and activity. She's not telling that person that they're sick and that they're sad and they're bad and they're going downhill. She makes them feel they're going uphill. To the very moment that they turn off their life, they are living as a free spirit because they have chosen Anita in her life. And when she's working here on the campus, she says, oh, I have so many projects I want to do. I want to do this and do that. And she says, in the School of the Master, you taught us that we should do all things using natural things, using things that are indigenous to the community, to the soil, to the world that we're living in, to the ranch that we're playing on here, and not bring in foreign objects, not bring in man-made objects, but just things that exist here and arrange them in a beautiful fashion. She says, I did that, and I'm doing that now. She said, you know, it was back in the 1999 when we had the School of the Master. Now, that's 13 years ago. And just now, I'm beginning to recognize that some of the statements that we used then, some of the statements that I felt were so demanding and which were so unhappy because they were making me do things I didn't want to do, now I do them naturally, and I love it. I'm being unconditionally loving. I'm being one-pointed. I'm doing all of these beautiful things, and I am so happy in doing them because I am a free spirit now. I am not controlled by the School of the Master. I am not controlled by anybody else. I am only living my life in my most beautiful, wonderful, fabulous, fulfilling way, and I am happy as can be. All of us can be the free spirit we are. We cultivate in us that free spirit only by using it, not by thinking we must do things because it makes other people happy. We do things because it makes us happy. We do things because it fulfills our life. It makes us feel like we are just the most complete person in the world, and we're the happiest person in the world, and we're unconditionally loving with all things that we do everywhere. And life is wonderful. Now, when we have that attitude of mind, when we have that attitude about ourselves, that life is wonderful and that we are wonderful, when we have that attitude, then we can be sure we are developing and cultivating our free spirit. Everyone is a free spirit. Everyone loves being a free spirit. Everyone loves going along life's path and dancing and singing and shouting and saying, "Hi, I'm happy, I'm happy." And every time I sing and shout and dance and say I'm happy, I'm happy. I may not have anything outwardly to be happy about, but I'm always happy inwardly, and I'm always happy in my heart. I'm always happy in my soul. I'm always happy in who I really am. I cultivate in me the free spirit. I cultivate in me the attitude that all is good and very good. I cultivate that. Now, how do I cultivate it? By living it. By telling myself every moment of my life that this is a good world and a very good world. Telling myself every moment of my life, I like me. I like me. I'm living in a beautiful, fantastic universe. Everybody in this world is wonderful. Everybody in this world is a happy person. Everybody in this world is glorious because I am. And I see them that way because I am. And I will always see everyone a free spirit in this world as long as I am. And if I should ever not be a free spirit, I won't see it anywhere in the world. But so long as I go inside myself, inside my being, inside my heart, inside my soul, then I am being the free spirit that I am. And I am that free spirit now and always, because I look at the people in this world and I see how wonderful they are. I look at Ellen. She's our beautiful CEO here at the University of Healing. And what does she do? Wherever she goes, she sees beautiful people. Wherever she goes, she is a free spirit. She thinks she's not a free spirit at times because she has allowed herself to think about herself having a problem or having things that she must do. And then the moment she stops and says, "Hey, I can do it if I want to, and I don't have to do it if I want to. I can live if I want to, and I can die if I want to. And I choose to live. I choose to live in a healthy body. And I choose to live in a healthy body because I say my body is healthy and wonderful. And I am a happy, happy, happy person." And with her going around campus, bubbling all the time, everyone who comes on campus says, "Wow, what a wonderful place the University of Healing campus is. How peaceful it is. How joyous it is." Everybody is being a free spirit. Everybody is living their life fabulously and wonderfully and totally. Everyone is enjoying everything they're doing right now and forevermore. And it's a wonderful, joyous, glorious experience. But it is an experience that each has chosen to do. Each has chosen to cultivate in themselves their free spirit. I start with me. I cultivate in me my free spirit of being myself and having fun, of looking at the world and seeing all the good in it, and looking at life and seeing all the beauty in it. And that's me, that's me, that's me. Yesterday I took a walk with Rex around the meditation path, and the snow was coming down in big snowflakes, each one bigger than the other. And We walked along, and I looked down at Rex, and I said, "Rex, what's going on with you? You are white. You're a blonde, beautiful golden retriever, and now you're all white. You have a blanket of white on you." And he says, "Yeah, I like that." He says, "I do that every once in a while." And he looks so beautiful. He looks so wonderful. He looks so fantastic. And that's his cultivating his free spirit. He didn't even shake the snow off of him because he has that big coat of hair, that big fur coat. And he doesn't even know that the snow is there because he lives inside the warmth of his own spirit. He cultivates in himself his free spirit, and that's where he lives. You and I, we can cultivate in us our free spirit if we wish. And as we cultivate in ourselves our free spirit, we will find that life becomes more and more exciting every moment, for this is our reality. This is our reality, now and forevermore.